Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. It's Tuesday, the 9th day of March 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The website is prisonplanet.com. That's prisonplanet.com. Of course, we also have infowars.com, and much of the news I'll be covering here on the show is posted on the site. This is from Dow Jones Newswire, a Wall Street Journal company. Military creeping into domestic law enforcement. And they admit that the Pentagon and actual ground troops are watching the American people. And they give some examples of this. Of course, this has been going on in earnest with tens of thousands of troops since the late 1980s. There are now foreign troops, foreign special forces under Pentagon control, as well as those that filled out the questionnaires saying they would fire on American citizens, are our own fellow Americans. And I guess you've got to support the military, so you've got to support them domestically, running your life. Of course, Dow Jones isn't excited about this. In a little noticed side effect on the war on terror. Oh, it just started, huh? The military is edging towards a sensitive area that has been off limits to it historically. Domestic intelligence gathering and law enforcement. We read the New York Times yesterday about how they do the law enforcement, just randomly grab every man in a town down to age 10, put you in a camp, chain you down in the sand for a year, and that's how they do it. I'm sorry, 9.5 months so far. Several recent incidents involving the military have raised concern among student and civil rights groups. One was a visit last month, we covered this, by an Army intelligence agent to an official at the University of Texas Law School in Austin. I read the Daily Texan article on air. I read some of the other articles. He went into the class and began commanding people and demanding records of what they were talking about. The agent demanded a videotape of a recent academic conference at the school so that he could identify what he described as three Middle Eastern men who had made suspicious remarks to Army lawyers at the seminar. According to the official, Susan Allman, the Dean of Student Affairs, the Army, while not disrupting the visit, that's not true, declined to comment, saying the incident is under investigation. Or excuse me, I misread. The Army, while not disputing that the visit took place, declined to comment, saying the incident is under investigation. This is going on everywhere. We try to go to events. They'll call it New World Order Symposium. That'll be the name of the last one. And guys with high and tight haircuts will start bumping into you, running into you. You try to sit down, they'll start grabbing at your cameras while other people have cameras. You'll be walking up the stairs, and they'll shove you in the back. I mean, that happened back when McCaffrey came. You know, just having troops shove you and stuff in America. They can't wait to grab you, to knock your teeth out, to put a bag over your head. They can't wait to run this country. And you're like, you're not against the military. Okay, has there ever been a criminal in the military in any country? I think so. You know, was George Washington against the military because he fought the British? No, he was against tyranny. But in this new world of mindlessness, you're against the military. You know, it's amazing. Well, yes, I am against the military acting domestically, and so are the Founding Fathers. But again, they're terrorists, as the military and FEMA teach. By the way, I have video of them saying that. All Founding Fathers are terrorists, all homeschoolers, all Christians, all gun owners, all defenders of the U.S. Constitution. They specifically say defenders of the U.S. Constitution. These psychopaths swear an oath to it, and then we're bad when we point out they're violating. Look, that's only one article. They're all incredible. Did you know forced abortions are going on in the U.S.? Oh, yes. We'll be right back with that.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California to Providence, Rhode Island. From Rochester, New York, Pensacola, Florida, from Denver, Colorado to Kansas City, Missouri. Simulcasting globally at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And simulcasting as well on the huge 100,000-watt shortwave blowtorch serving our international listeners, WWCR. During the day, the first 2 hours of this three-hour transmission are carried by WWCR on 9.475. And the second 2 hours at night from 10 to midnight, shows from 9 to midnight central, at 3210. And yes, we're working on getting that first hour at night, either on WWCR or somewhere else. I know we got Kevin and Paul and Tom and Tim and many others that are patiently holding. We will get to your calls. It's always a good idea to give the toll-free number out. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Okay, I could spend all day on this one article, and it's Dow Jones, which is the company that owns the Wall Street Journal. I said that backwards during the last segment. I said a Wall Street Journal company. No, Wall Street Journal is a Dow Jones company. Dow Jones Newswire and military creeping into domestic law enforcement. And they talk about how troops are watching us right here in Austin. They're all over the place. I'm driving plain marked vehicles, wearing plain clothes. And it's just part of the freedom. And they've been here long before 9/11, of course. And it gets into other parts of the country, but it mentions Austin, you know, with the troops. And, you know, the troops are here. And I've been making films about it and warning you, screaming bloody murder for years. And here it is. And I have a couple other articles here on the subject, so we'll be getting into that for you. Also, there's an 11-page article that we posted at prisonplanet.com. It's also going up on prison on Infowars.com. NRA management support for assault weapons. And the NRA has really gone public with the fact that they're for gun confiscation. And I know that sounds amazing to some who are ignorant to this, but they really are Benedict Arnold, Trojan Horse, Judas Iscariot, Brutus, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, traitors, treacherous, larcenous traitors. I don't mean the members and most of the management, but those that run it. And a big detailed article where they've been caught trying to get the assault weapons ban reauthorized this time, and they were actually involved letting it slip through in 94. And they've been involved just in the last 2 weeks in North Dakota. They were going to have a Vermont-style concealed carry there, just right to carry, Second Amendment. That's my authorization. That's my permit, buddy. Mr. Black Ski Mask, Mr. carrying a submachine gun, but you want old ladies to turn in their stun guns. Now, that's how disarmed you want us now across the country. And it's a huge 11-page article. I mean, page after page after page after page after page, something I've been meaning to do. They've done it. Of NRA gun grabbing put together by Keeping Bare Arms. So we'll go over some of that. Some good news. Associated Press, lawmaker sues to add paper trail to new voting machines. This guy's some kind of conspiracy theorist radical. He wants there to be a paper trail. Imagine that, wanting to have a record of how you voted. I mean, they figured out in Russia you don't need that, or in China. I mean, why would we have that here? This guy might need to go to Guantanamo. He's just 90 miles from it. That'll keep his mouth shut. Maybe he's with Al-Qaeda. You know, we're all nuts. When you try to vote here in Austin with the Clear Channel-owned voting machines, and they're running their own candidates and their biggest contributors, it's quite a system. When you do all this, you go down there and you'll say, I'd like a paper ballot, please. And they'll go, well, you're one of them crazies. I mean, this is actually happening. You're one of them nuts. And they start dialing police. This has happened to people we know. He's asking about it. They told us only bad people do it. I mean, that's the point it's come to. No police. One of my friends went in. I got a couple reports of this last week of people I know, but one of my friends went in and went in to vote, and he said, there's a voter registration card. I'd like to vote. I'd like a paper ballot, or I'd like to know if there's a record of this. And the lady said, this may be inside a grocery store, but this is a judgeship. You're not supposed to ask questions. And he's at the counter, and he said, the little table, he said, well, I mean, there's no record of this, and there's been problems around the country. Oh, you're one of them crazies. Call the police. I mean, it's Twilight Zone every day for me just to hear this stuff. Call the police. And the police came. Police came and said, sir, you need to leave right now. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I have an article right here. Forced abortions going on in this country. Didn't know that was happening. We'll be getting to that. But this is out of the Associated Press. Lawmakers sue to add paper trail to new voting machines. As Florida voters head to the polls today, criticism arose over the new voting machines that were expected to rid Florida of ballot controversies. Those, you have that big fake crisis, and the feds pay billions, what, $4-plus billion to federalize all the voting. Democratic U.S. Representative Robert Waxler sued state election supervisors on Monday, alleging that the new ballot counters lack a paper trail needed for recounts. Well, how dare him? He said voters need to be assured that every vote is counted. particularly in close races where a manual recount is required by law. But, again, he's just one of them commie libs. Anything they're for must be bad. And then, of course, we have that evil right-winger, Rush Holt, the Republican, who's got a bill to do it, but in Congress, congressman. But don't worry, the League of Women Voters is in there blocking it. They don't want a paper trail. Actually, lobbying there not be a paper trail. We have groups lobbying that's a bad thing. Man. You starting to realize how serious this is? These groups, by the way, three of the big companies are owned and run basically by the CIA. They're subsidiaries of defense contractors, have former CIA deputy directors as their heads. And it's magical, magical what's happening. So we'll get more into that for you as well. Oh, there's lots more. I was reading this article and got sick. You know, I knew some of this was going on when CPS, you might grab a 14-year-old girl who's pregnant and because, quote, you know, the mother takes her in to get some welfare funding and they decide she's in danger. So they take them, and there's been some forced abortions there. And you know, the forced sterilizations went on until 85. There was a lot of forced abortion there, too. But it's not a World End Daily. It's up on the websites. Woman forced to have abortions. Expectant mother who screams stop will petition Supreme Court. Responding to a recent ruling allowing forced abortions, a former judge is petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court to acknowledge a woman's right to say no. Which I would imagine with this court, they'll probably say you're not allowed to say no. Because they're so conservative, you know, all these rulings. Oh, by the way, I'm hearing all these arguments about we got to get behind this conservative judge that Bush has put in. Yeah, it's the judge that went after Judge Roy Moore. You got to love it. But getting back to the article. An appeals court ruled earlier this year an expectant mother can be aborted by force if the physician argues it is necessary to protect the health of the mother. And I read over this. There's no reason to do it. I mean, you would go in and take the baby out by cesarean. You wouldn't kill the baby. Or you could still induce labor if it was expectant and save the baby. But no, they ruled, and I got the ruling right here, that they can chop a baby up basically on the table, folks. If it's for the mother's health. But see, it gets worse. It turns out they're just doing it to women who don't want it. But pro-life attorney Chris Sapp is prepared to challenge the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling January 23rd in Roe 2 versus Aware Woman Center for Choice, Inc., says the Virginia-based Population Research Institute. PRI is dedicated to ending human rights abuses committed in the name of family planning and to ending counterproductive social and economic paradigms, premises on the myth of overpopulation. Well, then you don't agree with Pat Robertson, because Pat Robertson says China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion. And again, I'm bad for reporting that. I'm not Christian. I've been accused of that. Sapp is asking the U.S. Supreme Court for a writ of certiorari acknowledging a woman's right to say no to an abortion at any point in time. These people are radical. They should put these pro-life people in a FEMA camp. I mean, they're actually calling for not for a woman having a right to say no. The radicalness of it. I mean, these people are incredible. His argument is based on freedom of access to clinic entrances, or FACE Act, which make violations of women's rights to receive reproductive health care a federal crime. A woman had a right to enter a clinic to get an abortion, Sapp continued. She also has a right to leave a clinic in order to protect herself and her baby. My God, you're hurting me, is the sub-headline. The Roe 2 case began March 29th, 97. Now, get ready for this. And if you have children, I don't think they should listen. The Roe 2 case began March 29th, 97, when a young pregnant mother entered an Aware Women's Center for Choice clinic in Florida to get an abortion. According to RPI, William P. Eggerman, who has performed more than 10,000 abortions and been addicted to alcohol and opiates, began the procedure by attempting to dilate the woman's cervix. But the woman had a change of heart. My God, you're hurting me, the woman began to scream. You're killing me. I'll never be able to have babies. Stop. We'll tell you what happened next when we get back. And then we'll get to more news and your calls. So stay with us. Again, be sure and visit the websites. They get better and better.
PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com will also expose the liar Rush Limbaugh.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, well, you're so funny.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
All right, your calls are coming up, but I've got to continue with some important news, then we'll get to everybody. Women forced to have abortions. Continuing. My God, you're hurting me, the woman began to scream. You're killing me. I'll never be able to have babies. Stop. But Eggerman ignored the pleas and screams and called for assistance from clinic workers who held the woman down as she continued to dilate her cervix. Then he entered the victim with a pair of forceps, the bear, that's what he's called, and began probing and pulling. He mistakenly pulled out
part of the woman's intestines. Sapp, who represented the woman, said she described it as like being drawn and quartered. When he realized what he'd done, he heavily sedated the woman. Then he called for an ambulance. But he instructed the ambulance to come slowly without lights or sirens to give him time to pack the woman with gauze. And the doctor or abortionist said he was also worried his regular flow of business would be interrupted by all the hoopla. Saturday's our big day, he explained, and I didn't want to generate any more confusion, any more panic than was already present at the time. She was loud, and I said she was shrill, and there were a lot of patients who were hearing what was going on, and the normal rhythm of the day was interrupted. The other patients must have been terrified, and I didn't want the ambulance showing up with all the lights and sirens. It's like telling people not to complain going into a concentration camp. You know, those people complaining in line interrupted the flow to the gas chamber. In fact, there were accounts of people going into the death camps, going into the, and they get off the trains, and somebody'd fight back, and most of the crowd would say, "Stop it! You'll make them go harder on the rest of us. You know, just follow the rules. Everything's going to be all right. It's all for our safety and de-lousing and sanitation, hygiene. Take your vaccines. Take your fluoride. Yes, yes, yes. Take your Ritalin and Prozac. It's for your safety." It's the same system. And the normal rhythm of the day was interrupted. The other patients must have been terrified, and I didn't want the ambulance showing up with all the lights and sirens, he said. The woman underwent an operation at the hospital, and the damage to her internal organs was repaired, but her baby was dead. The matter should have ended at the point, if not for Sapp's federal suit, arguing that the doctor had violated the FACE Act. It just goes on and on with other stuff, and I can't read any more, folks. It's only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, these poor families and poor people, it's a nightmare, the stuff that's going on with Planned Parenthood and others in this country. Some of the other news, you may have heard about the New York Times article last week we covered. Now, WorldNet Daily asks the question, are U.S. senators real insider traders? And that's the point I've made. You got Martha Stewart, who I always found obnoxious and I don't like, but it doesn't mean that I want to put her in prison for no reason when she's done nothing compared to other bigger fish. In fact, she did something maybe unethical, cashing in $50,000, the lady was worth $1 billion, and she said, "I didn't remember that trade." I believe it that somebody wouldn't know about a $50,000 trade, $51,000 trade, when at that time she was worth over $1 billion. But they told her broker that, you know, you say she's a criminal and you're going to get off with a slap on the wrist after they convicted him. And I read all these articles. The jurors have said, "We feel so good. We struck out against the corporate corruption that President Bush has called for us to." One of the jurors actually said that. "I heard the president say punish corporate criminals, and we've done that. He's so good. I love him." And you got somebody who cashed in millions of dollars when they knew Harkin Energy was going belly up. Just dwarfs, literally, many times bigger than Martha Stewart, and done with malice and forethought, and nothing. You've got Enron, all these people, and neocons will say, "Well, we've got Democrats and WorldCom." Exactly, you're all in it together. You know, people will say, "Well, the war was wrong," and the neocons will say, well, Kerry said he was for it, so suddenly, oh, it's okay because Kerry said it was good. No, that shows how there's no difference. By the way, the same big genealogy group that said Bush would be president, because anybody with more royal blood always, and they have the article, the documents, with more royal blood becomes president. They say Kerry will be president. He is even more closely related to Queen Elizabeth than Bush, his close cousin. And then, of course, there's old Hugh Hefner, who's also their cousin. It's just, you couldn't write this as fiction. No one would believe it.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to your calls in this segment, I promise. And then we'll get back into our U.S. Senators, real insider traders. Compared to Martha Stewart, I mean, they're complete criminals. Kerry will be king, says Royal Poll Theory. And they've been accurate over and over again in the elections. Yale grads Kerry Bush share bond of secrecy. Palm Beach Post getting into what a caller discussed yesterday. Oh, well, yeah, their nicknames are temporary and Beelzebub, but what's the big deal? It's a Christian organization. And that brings me to Rush Limbaugh. We won't do that, in this hour. We'll do it in the next hour. We'll play a clip of Limbaugh and analyze him as part of fair use, and expose his deceptive activities. As Limbaugh says, there's no such thing as a new world order. There's no such thing as black helicopters. There's no such thing as the CFR, even when the Council on Foreign Relations publisher published his two big books, even though he has dinner with these people and brags about it. It doesn't exist. The Supreme Court isn't run by the UN. There's not a world government. You're insane if you talk about it. He's there to pacify real conservatives to make sure we don't realize what's really happening, just like the NRA, who's been caught involved in gun grabbing. And a caller called in and said, yeah, Bush and Kerry are in skull and bones. You know, why aren't the left or right discussing this? And see, if the person would have attacked Bush for skull and bones, Limbaugh would have known how to handle it.
But see, when somebody goes to a neocon and says, you're all together, this is all one big deal, the government's growing at 45%. I've heard Limbaugh, I've heard Hannity, I've heard them all go, this is a fake staged call from the DNC. You've got a handbook, when it's really these guys that got the handbooks. So, Rush Limbaugh in a flap over skull and bones caller. Isn't that just absolutely, totally, and completely precious? And so he denied it. He said, isn't Skull and Bones some kind of, quote, death cult in Haiti? And the caller said, no, it's the secret society at Yale that they're both members of. And he went, oh, yeah, of course I know what it is. That's just an Ivy League deal. But he showed his inner knowledge of it, because it's known as the Order of Death, or the cult of death, the religion of death, and that's exactly what he said. And yes, there are chapters of the death cult, you're absolutely right, in Haiti, Lord Limbaugh. So yes, you've shown your knowledge. I want to play just a few-minute clip, come up in the next hour, and just let you hear it, because I'm not in the business. I mean, Limbaugh is not as bad as some. He doesn't call to put anyone who disagrees with the government in a concentration camp, excuse me, a forced labor camp, like some national hosts do, Mr. Wiener, i.e. Savage. So, very, very serious situation here. But to deny, I've had big neocons on, I'll go, hey, what about Bohemian Grove? Before they know it's a confrontational interview, and they'll go, oh, yeah, I've been, yeah. I go, well, I've been. They go, excuse me? Well, yeah, and I'll mention some of the rituals, and they'll go, actually, I was never there. I was there with the president, but I stayed in San Francisco. And by the way, the person that said that, I actually like them. I like Pat Buchanan. But that was a classic interview. A lot of you heard it. We re-aired it a few years ago. He was like, oh, yeah, I've been there. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. And I go, well, what about this and that? And he goes, huh, you've been there. And I gave him, he laughed. Oh, yeah, you've been there. And I gave him examples. He went, I hadn't been there. No, never been there. That was so classic. The facts are the facts. The truth is the truth here. I'm not saying everyone who's been to Bohemian Grove is a devil worshiper. No, I'm not saying that. If you're going to a high-level Republican elite function, or you're part of the president's cabinet, and you're a big speechwriter, you're going to get to stand around while these guys engage in these activities. Okay, so that's coming up too. Russia, NATO, and joint military exercises to begin. It's all coming up. Also, the law of the sea treaty, very scary globalism. And we'll get into that as well. We're about to go to your calls. Before I do that, though, I have made 10 films. I've written a book, published a book. I also carry other books and videos by incredible researchers. This is the most hardcore, cutting-edge, dynamic information you're going to find anywhere. You absolutely must have these videos, like Police State 3, Total Enslavement, The Greatest Evil That Mankind Has Ever Faced Is Among Us, A Scientifically Crafted Global Dictatorship, Sworn to Enslave Every Man, Woman, and Child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order Klan. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalists, learn their master plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment of my critically acclaimed Police State series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. The film documents the nightmare rise of Homeland Security dictatorship, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. And I've got Matrix of Evil. It's another incredible video. Police State 2, Police State 1 are amazing. We've got Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the video of that satanic ritual. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart, or simply call me toll-free. 1-888 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Okay, let's blast through the calls and back into the royalty of Skull and Bones and all these other key stories. Kevin in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fantastic.
I just wouldn't know, what's with Tony Blair channeling the light?
Well, yeah, Tony Blair, we posted that Times of London article. He
as the Antichrist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you played a clip, it didn't come through too well.
Now, here, I'll play it again. Listen to this.
Okay.
There are those among you, however, who have referred overtly to me personally as the Antichrist.
You know what I'm saying?
Who is that?
That's the Left Behind tape.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I understand, sir. What's on your mind?
But, I don't know. I think he's getting kind of freaky over there. And then, the Mark of the Beast company, right? Get this. I call them every once in a while, right?
Okay, yeah. Who's the Mark of the Beast company? You're kind of jumping
Digital
around.
Angel. Digital Angel.
Yeah, that's just the front company.
Yeah, well, I call them, I'll call them every once in a while.
Well, why don't you call them by their name? It's jointly owned by the Communist Chinese Military and IBM.
Well, I usually call them simply the makers of the Mark of the Beast. But, I called them the one day.
You must be a liberal because Sean Hannity says every child needs it.
Well, that's because I guess the whole world will be deceived and sucked into it. And I know one of the plans of the Illuminati, according to David Icke, is the microchip population. And
they've been saying it for years. It's official federal government documents. I just go to those.
Yeah, it's but I just they called me back one day and I didn't get through to them. I got through, one of the girls that just, the receptionist.
Yes.
And I hung up the phone, and, a minute later, if my phone rings, I did not give them my phone number. I made the mistake of doing this from home. Usually I do it from a payphone because it's the makers of the Mark of the Beast. But they're trying to tell me that they're a Christian organization and it's not the Mark of the Beast.
Uh-huh. You know? They say they're Christian. They must be Christian, Kevin. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I mean, George Bush is a Christian. By the way, again, Francois Mitterrand, I just pointed out that I was watching in college, in art class, one of these British documentaries about the Louvre, and the British art connoisseurs going, the ultra-modern gold pyramid that was commissioned by Francois Mitterrand, who believes he is a Pharaoh, and is known as the Sphinx by the French people, commissioned an American Chinese architect to build it. It is 71 feet tall. Francois Mitterrand demanded 666 pieces of glass. And, it's just come on. And in all this occultism everywhere, and the numerology, and we've got Bush in the coffin, we got Kerry in the coffin at Skull and Bones, we got Clinton and Hillary with the seances, and we got Tony Blair and Aztec rituals. That's the London Guardian, by the way. Primordial screams flopping around, smearing things on himself, and then now channeling the light, and the light telling him, don't go up against Bush, support the war, the light. Well, anybody that knows what the light means, I got this email. Well, I'm a New Ager, how dare you say that, All New Agers aren't, into black magic or the occult. My point is that in almost all these ancient societies, globally, from the roots of what you're following, they did engage in sacrifice. You may not be engaged in it. Probably aren't. May not even be a bad person. But I'm saying you're deceived. I'm going to read that email later, by the way. Believe me, Tony Blair, when he's channeling the light, look out. Tom, in Portland, Oregon. Go ahead, Tom.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, man. Last night, well, actually, a couple weeks ago, we had a beautiful, clear day here in Portland. And of course, they chemtrailed us to no end. I mean, there was multitudes of them. There was probably 20 lines going. Well, the last 2 days, they've been beautiful. I mean, you couldn't ask any better weather. It's like 70 degrees, clear days. And I was mentioning to my boss yesterday, it was like, wow, I can't believe they're not chemtrailing us today. You know, two beautiful days in a row, no chemtrails. I get off work, I'm walking down the street, beautiful moon out last night, lighting my way through, and I looked up to give it a nice smile, and there again, there was like eight of them. I ran into a local bar that's across the street and grabbed one of my friends out of there that lived down the street from there, and we grabbed her camcorder. And while we're filming them against the moon backdrop...
No, I know, I've seen that.
There's still more that comes through. It's just absolutely disgusting. We go back in the bar, we're both appalled about this, and we're trying to get people to come outside and look at this. And they're like, oh, no, that's just contrails. Contrails don't last like this. I mean, they were huge, Alex. They were making the big clouds.
Hey, man, hey, contrails aren't at 4,000 feet and sit there for 5 hours.
Exactly.
Believe me, you don't have to tell me. And they've tested it. Barium salts, aluminum oxide.
How can they get away with it, though?
I've got hundreds of articles where they admit helicopters, crop dusters are spraying biologicals on us to test it. They killed people in the New York subway with it, mainstream news. In 1968,
radioactivity stuff, what they did in the subways there?
That wasn't radioactive. That was biological.
Okay, because I know that... I remember hearing something they did that. They had a...
Yeah, that's been all over. That's been in hundreds of papers. I use that example. It's the most commonly known. They had light bulbs that released a biological agent, false light bulbs that were timers, and deaths resulted. Details remain classified. They just killed people going to work.
Wow, they did that here in Oregon back in the 60s, too, with a spraying...
Yeah, and they also, in the 60s was a lot of it. They sprayed the ship channel in San Francisco, got a bunch of people sick. And then they had Army doctors suddenly volunteering at the hospitals to do the test.
Don't you just feel the love from our government?
Well, they did it to keep us safe from the Reds. Of course, they were giving the Reds all the weapons as well. Thanks for the call.
Well, thanks.
Hey, you bet. Good to hear from you, Tom. Call back anytime. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Tim from Truth here. I was going to tell you about this story last week. I don't know if you've heard of it yet or not, but I imagine that you will because it made the big Fox News yesterday. The mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, let me go back to after she was first elected, she hired an ex-convict to work in her administration. And now what she's done recently, she's laid off over 100 cops, fire, and EMS worker.
Why do you think they're so arrogant? Because the touch screens are going in. They've been told, do as thou wilt.
But listen to this. This is evolving into more of our attack on free speech, which is what's going on with our brother Howard right now. She was exposed by a local TV station for having, under her control, four vehicles that were paid for by taxpayers, including one for her husband. She was paying overtime to police to escort her children to go shopping and back and forth to school.
Well, they should arrest whoever criticized her, because by criticizing her, you aid the terrorist. I agree with Michael Savage. Arrest anyone that disagrees with the government.
A police officer even got paid overtime to go to Ireland.
Good.
Her. Now, the station...
Good. They're better than us. They run things. We work for them. There wouldn't be sunshine in the morning without the government. And let me just be serious here for a minute. I'm getting all these emails, so he must have said it. Howard Stern is saying Bush may be involved in 9/11. He's in with the Bin Ladens. He's been targeted. He knew that all along. If he's saying that now, he's saying that to save his hind end. A bunch of rats fighting with each other.
Well, the station.
You say Brother Howard. Howard Stern, I mean, is not really a brother of mine. I mean, I try to...
I just consider him a fellow human being. I don't agree with everything he says.
Well, no, I hear you, but all this squealing and squawking now...
Right.
Where he goes, there's a new world order. Oh, they're involved in... I've probably got 20 emails on it, so he must have said it. Does somebody hear it? Do I have listeners that listen to this? I mean, I don't know. Somebody maybe tell me. But the point is, if he's squealing and squawking now, it's because he knows his hind end's on the line.
We'll get back to the station in Cleveland. The station that did the big expose on her, they have been banned from all information at City Hall.
See, good.
Anything.
Good. They should all be good.
Right.
No, they should send some troops down. Hey, here in Austin, buddy, we get troops. We get troops visiting us, okay? So I think they should send troops to that radio station. Maybe that'll wake them up. Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. If anybody asks Lord Bush a question, even though they're a major reporter, they never get back into the press briefing. You know, they're in the auditorium for Ari Fleischer and now McClellan. Let's talk to Gil in Texas. Gil, welcome, sir.
Yes, Alex, it's a pleasure to talk to you finally. I've listened to you for the last 2 or 3 years. I got 3 quick questions, and I'll get out of the way.
Yes, sir.
The first question is, I was walking here in my hometown, and 2 fighters kept buzzing me. And they buzzed me for, like, I don't know, man, it seemed like an hour. They buzzed me where I was going and on my way back.
What was buzzing you?
Two Air Force fighters. And that was a surveillance question. Are they able to actually track an individual on the ground walking like that?
Where are you?
I'm in Southeast Texas.
They were just doing runs over that town, and so it seemed like they were... And they're not supposed to be. How low were they?
They were pretty low. I mean, they were buzzing me, man. Everywhere I'd go, I would see these 2 fighters like they were following me.
Well, fighter jocks are well known for picking somebody out to play games with. You know, they buzz the tower, they buzz the mess hall, they buzz their wives.
There were 2 of them.
Yeah, and they probably just randomly picked you and were having some fun.
Hmm.
You said you have 2 more questions.
Yeah.
Stay there. We'll let you come back, Gil, after the break. Don't hang up. We'll come back to you. Stay with us, folks.
Hey, folks. Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Gil in Texas, go ahead with the other 2 questions.
Yes, sir. The globalists always talk about eliminating the global population and whatnot, and you mentioned the word earlier when you're talking to someone about vaccination called sanitation. Are there different cities in the United States that are tagged for complete sanitation, meaning that they'll just kill everybody in the city?
Well, I was using the Nazi term because, you know, it was all for your own good. It was for, you know, hygiene and social sanitation. And what you have is well-meaning, useful idiots in the health departments that are just federal employees basically mandated to carry out the data collection and stuff. And if the globalists are going to decide to exterminate most of us, they said they plan on it. Again, Prince Philip, the UN, Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau, the official government documents, all of it, Henry Kissinger documents. They do it in third world countries through forced sterilization and abortion, but they plan on doing it with race-specific bioweapons that some terrorist will accidentally release. Then they'll kill the terrorist in a raid and then have a police state to contain it as it kills millions of people. Then they'll contain it, get us even more into compact cities, then release even more biological weapons, always hurting us in more and more, taking more of our rights as things spiral. Then in the police state, it'll be a one-child policy, and once they're to that and have that ironclad...
Just like China, one child, huh?
Yeah, they've already introduced bills, by the way, in this country for that. And we'll all basically, this is official government plans, wear like white uniforms, have shaved heads, we'll all be on drugs from birth.
Just like a cult.
Well, it's like THX 1138, yes, and we'll all just march around on drugs from birth, and I'm not, and it's what Aldous Huxley said.
Flying around, saying, "Where are your papers? Are you authorized to go this place or that place?"
Well, that's just the beginning of it. By the time they're done brainwashing us and drugging us, we'll all just wander around like drones, and then occasionally we'll see an overlord, you know, flying around in their sky car, and they'll all be brightly dressed and, you know, flying around, doing whatever they want, enjoying themselves,
yeah,
laughing
right
at us. And we're going to be just automatons. Hell on earth, sir. Yeah, that's their public plan.
And here are cities probably geared for sanitation, the useless eaters, as they call us.
Well, you know, this all sounds insane. I'm just going off the federal plans. But, good to hear from you, sir. I appreciate it, Gil. Christine in Michigan, good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I guess it seems we're going to have a choice this November on Election Day. Pirate Bush or Pirate Kerry?
Yeah, you've got the skull on the left or the skull on the right.
I think that's good. I think that's marvelous. Because what it does is it gives us an opportunity to get the truth out.
According to Limbaugh, it doesn't exist, and you're a kook if you talk about it.
Well, when all these presidential rallies are going on all summer long this summer across the nation. Take a Jolly Roger with you to it instead of an American flag. And wave
hey,
it.
That's a great idea.
Wear a black T-shirt with a skull and crossbones emblazoned across the front and your choice of a message on the back, such as One Nation Under a Satanic Cult, or Choose Your Poison, Pirate Bush or Pirate Kerry.
You know, and then the news will say, look at these crazies.
Yes.
They've got skulls on, but then the SWAT team will have a skull patch. People go, oh, that's good, though. That's good. Oh, the president's involved. It's good when they do it, but we've got people talking about it. They're crazy.
If all of your listeners, millions of listeners, would do this simple thing, you can buy a Jolly Roger for under 50 cents.
Hey, isn't the Jolly Roger, aren't they the good guys?
Well, that's what people must think. They're going to vote for one or the other, you know. And the mainstream press can't ignore something if this should happen. And it could be. If we got it going, it could be a capital H happening.
Absolutely. Anything else?
We have one choice. We have one opportunity, one chance.
Tell you what, stay there. You got more to say. You're making some good points. Second hour straight ahead. Stay with us, folks.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive.
The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.